Devotional Just in Time, John 15, verse 5. Intentionals. A branch outside the tree cannot produce fruit. If you see a branch on the ground, it will most likely dry up because it is not connected to the trunk. Therefore, it has no one to nourish it, nor can it produce on its own. Jesus takes this example to explain how the life of a man, far from his source of, or disconnected from God, who is the creator of all things, could never exist for the eternal purpose. We can live day by day, but living is not only about existing. If living is only about existing, why worry about tomorrow? Why worry about today and do things and try to do them in the right way? So it is not only about existing. It is about living, my beloved friend. And maybe today many thoughts surround you. Maybe today you are discouraged. Maybe today you want to throw in the towel. Maybe today you find that nothing you do makes sense. Maybe you want to give up because things have not gone as you expected. And maybe you want to give up because you have not been able to see what you want to see or get to where you need to go. But today I come to call your attention. Do you know why we get discouraged many times? Do you know why we throw in the towel? Do you know why we do not reach the end of the goal? Do you know why we leave everything in the middle of the road? Because we lose the sense of life. What sense does it make to get up, move forward, keep going? What sense does it make to do what we do if at the end we are not happy? If at the end we do not enjoy it? If at the end we do not find peace in it? That is why I return to the example that Jesus used at the beginning. A branch far from the trees dries up. Are you drying up? Are you making wrong decisions? And you don't care? You go through life like I don't care what others think or what they say. In the end, we will end up dead. And of course, we will. The same thing will happen to all of us. Dead is an unexpected date. Death, my beloved friend, is something that at some point will come. But do you know something? I want to remind you that the problem in itself is not death. The problem in itself is eternity. Because now that we are here on earth, and when it is our turn to leave this body, fades away, but the spirit returns to God who gave it to be judged. Separated from God, we can do nothing. Now, look at what John chapter 15, verse 5 says. Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He that remains in me, and I in him, the same will bear a lot of fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing." Notice the word that Jesus says, "He that remains in me and I in him." This word "remain" is intentional. And do you know why? Because it requires an action. It doesn't happen just because. It doesn't happen just because I believe in God. And that's it. And that's fine. Abiding takes an action. It must be intentional. It must be a desire to be faithful in something or to be faithful to someone. If that desire is not there, and if it is not intentional, you can't remain. Approaching God must be intentional, and abiding must be also be intentional. Many times we say, "I believe in God," but we keep doing things in our own way. But we continue doing things our own way. That is not being intentional. It is not going to happen by magic that our life will be transformed and changed by God. If in us there is no intention to allow him to keep and operate within our heart, in our life, only if we are intentional to remain, then we can bear fruit. That is why Jesus said it. "He who remains in me," that is the one who makes a decision. How many times have we read Psalm 91 and said, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High shall dwell under the shadow of the Almighty." We have that psalm open in the house, maybe in the living room, and we recite it many times as our prayer before leaving the house and when we come back. However, we don't understand what we are repeating. "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High," I can say I believe in God, and God is everywhere. Of course he is. But to what extent does God have control of our life? To what extent are we allowing him to take complete authority? If we are not intentional in that, and let it God operate, he is not going to do it. Don't wait for God to move to do something when you don't have the intention for him to do it. Don't expect God to change your life when you love what you are doing and don't want to let go. Don't expect God to bring freedom to your life when you are completely happy in the prison you are in. God is willing, but He's waiting for you to be intentional. That's why I remind you again, the one who remains in me, this is something you have to decide, and nobody else is going to decide it for you. Don't be waiting and saying, since my mom is a Christian, then God has to keep me. God has to. No. 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 God has nothing. God has no obligation with you. If you are not intentional in opening your heart and you made the decision He is not going to do it because your parents are Christians or your brothers are Christians. We all have to appear before God, and it will be something personal. It has nothing to do with whether your wife believed or the others believe for you. God has given you faith too. So life, my beloved friends, if it makes sense, God put a dream in your heart, and every day that you open your eyes and the sun rises, there is a new opportunity from God for you. But if you are separated from Him, most likely you will not find meaning in anything. Most likely you will end up throwing in the towel. Most likely your life will remain with an anchor in the past, and you cannot overcome situations that do not let you move towards what God has for you later. Jesus said, "Separated from me, you can do nothing." Do you want to bear fruit? The only way to bear fruit is to be connected to the source. It is to remain in Him and He in us. Now, God is intentional. And how do I know that God is intentional? John chapter 3 verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that whoever believed in Him should not perish." Do you see God's intention? Do you see His love reflected there? It was intentional. What was the Lord's intention? To send His Son. What for? So that mankind could understand that there is life, that there is salvation, that there is purpose, that there is a meaning for which we were created. Not put on earth to occupy a space and live in our own way of thinking, or live under our own law or under a relative truth, which is what I believe, what I think. No. There is a law that governs everything. Do you see the physical laws? There are also spiritual laws, and they were imparted by the one who created us. God has always been intentional with humanity. We are the ones who have not proposed our heart. Now, why? Because maybe we are so happy inside the jail we are in, that in the end, we love the darkness more than the light, because our words are bad. But the one who decides to be intentional has a new opportunity, and being intentional will take us to encounter God's intention, which is to live in us. God is willing to remain in you. The question here is, are you willing to remain in Him? Sometimes we like to claim so many blessings, but we do not remain in the Lord. We want a fireman God to put out the stormy fires. We want a banker God to provide us for whenever we are in need, but we want to remain in control of our life. And it doesn't work that way, my beloved friend. Even if we are glued to the tree, there will come a time when we will dry up until the dry branch falls to the ground. And when the dry branch falls to the ground, it is only used to be thrown into the fire. These are strong words, but it's necessary for us to listen to them today. But Pastor, this word is good for those who don't know about God. Well, what do you know about God? Are you bearing fruit? Because I cannot excuse myself with the fact that I give tithes, I give the offering, I attend church, I congregate, I fast, I preach. But you have no relationship with the Lord. Everything you do is a lie. Everything you do is simple, a mask that you put on when you leave the house, and it makes you look like a sanctimonious person. But spiritually, you are dead, separated from the Lord, because in the end, you do what you want. And in the ministry, you preach what you want. You do for God what you consider He deserves and not what He really wants. Then that is also a separation from the Lord. I can go to worship and be separated from the Lord. Moreover, I can be married, be with my wife under the same roof, and not enjoy a relationship. There is a separation. We We can see each other's faces, but there is nothing. You can be in church and have the Bible, the tremendous Bible under your arm, but there is nothing there. Why? Because there is no intention in your heart. He is looking for faithful people who are intentional, who are not just after the miracle, but after a relationship. And that takes time, that takes space. Do you want a relationship with God? You need time. Do you want a relationship with God? You need a space. You need to invest in quality time for Him, to know Him, to equip yourselves, to study His Word. But many times you're thinking about it is hard for us. And we think that by going to a Sunday Mass or to a worship service, whatever you want to call it, you have already prayed. So he who sins and prays draws. Everything is fine, but no. We are deceiving ourselves. Jesus is clear and says, he who abides remains in me. It is about the one who abides remains in me. It is about the one who abides in me. He who abides in me, it is about abiding. Not moments, it is about being intentional forever. Not only when I feel and when you really abide. You start with the one who abides, that is, the one who makes the decision. Then the Lord says, I am going to abide in him. It is not the other way around, because sometimes we are so sure that God is in us, that we do what we want, and then we think, he has to support us. But notice the equation does not start like that. First, it starts with a personal decision. If you remain in me, I will remain in you. It is not the other way around, and Jesus makes it very clear. And then when this happens, you are going to bear much fruit. That is to say, you are going to multiply. The purpose is going to be fulfilled. You are going to reach the goal. Now, I want to make it clear that this is not telling us you are not going to have problems. You are going to have a car, house, and scholarship. You are going to do well. Problems are part of life. Challenges you need to face are part of life. God is also going to work that character of Christ in us. And in this way, when the tree is well matured, it is ready. When its season has arrived, when its time has come, it is ready to bear fruit. Then Jesus ends saying, because apart from me, you can do nothing. This is one of the biblical texts that I like the most. And you know why? Because it reminds me that without God, we are like nothing. We are like sand in the desert that when the wind comes somewhere, it will go. But in the end, nothing happens. God is the only one that imparts meaning to you. Stop fighting against him anymore. Go back to the source. Give yourselves a chance. And if you are going to church, ask yourself, do you have a relationship? Are you abiding in Jesus? Or are you being faithful to a religion, to a system of laws that although they are good, they don't transform. They don't produce anything in your life. And this is about life more than discipline. More than self-discipline and forcing yourself to do something. This is about a life, and it is the life of God that wants to manifest in you, but it must be intentional. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this word, for the many who are receiving it. Lord, your word is life and is intentional. As you know, Lord, that what each one needs to understand today. So I ask you through this word to open the understanding. So we receive it, Lord. It becomes life. It manifests itself in us and in everything we do. Today we understand that separated from you, we can do nothing, Lord. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos, spoke to you. Remember that God always comes just in time. If you want a daily message, I invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotional Just in Time, and I invite you to follow me on Instagram. That you can find me as Pastor Elias HC. And if you are in Barranquilla or its surroundings, I invite you, if you do have a place to attend and receive the word, attend with us. We are in the race 49, number 72148 in Barranquilla. Thursdays, 7:30 in the evening, Saturdays, 5 in the afternoon, and Sundays, 8 and 10 a.m. A big help. Blessings.